SBS کوردی روجنینی ششه وار روجن یک شمه دو دنیورو یان گهلدانا بریا اینترنت دما دخوازی
Dylan Gwynn, welcome to the Kurdish program on SBS Radio Australia.
Thank you so much.
Could you give us a brief background about yourself and your journey into acting?
I was born and raised in Stockholm, Sweden. My parents came here as political refugees before I was born in the early 80s. When it comes to acting, I think in this industry, I would be considered a late bloomer because I wasn't like a child actor or anything.
Right.
I think like the main thing that got it all started was that I got into this acting school in the States. So I went 2 years there. I went my first year in LA and my second year at like that school's original New York campus.
Right.
And then after that, I just kind of started working a little bit all over the place. But recently, it's been more focused on work in Sweden, which is nice because I've always wanted to, I know, build more of a base here because it is, you know, my home end of the day. So it's nice to kind of be able to come back instead of floating around all over the place.
Of course. And speaking of your most recent role is in Sisters in Arms as Zara, a young kidnapped Yazidi sex slave turned resistance fighter. Now, Sisters in Arms has premiered this year in France, but has yet to premiere in Australia. Could you tell us a bit about this film?
Yeah, so it is, the film basically has two storylines. One is my storyline, which is the Yazidi girl, and basically it's not based on a single person's story, but she is kind of a compilation of all the different things that did happen to these girls and women.
Of course.
So it is all very based in reality. And yeah, so basically she gets captured, you know, I was going to say, I don't want to spoil too much, but I don't know it's going to come out in Australia, but we all know the stories, like, you know, family members get killed, she gets kidnapped, becomes a sex slave, but she manages to escape and she joins the Kurdish freedom fighters. And I would say not so much like, oh, take revenge. It's more a matter of, and I think it was for a lot of these girls who actually did that, to kind of be able to gain control and power of herself again, and kind of, you know, the right to your own body, which was taken from her.
Of course.
So that's her way to kind of find her way back to herself. And then the other storyline is like, it's based on this kind of fictitious group of international volunteers.
Yep.
The reason that I know that the director did something like that was because she wanted most of the movie to be made in English so that more people could kind of see it. And, you know, it's easier for people to watch something in English. We're more used to it. So that's why she kind of wanted it to be logical why they're talking mostly in English.
Right.
So that's why she had, like, because there were international volunteers, but, you know, they weren't, like, in their own group like they are in this movie. But anyway, so that's that storyline. And then they kind of merge together because Zara joins them because she speaks English, like her dad was a translator or something. So it's like this logical kind of merger of the two storylines.
And you mentioned earlier that it's an all too familiar role that we've all heard from passing or from media or various different sources. Now, your family is originally from the Mush and Bitlis province in Bakuri, Kurdistan in the north. How did you find portraying a role so similar to your own background and heritage?
Yeah, no, when I was approached to do this role, I just, I was really excited and also got kind of nervous about it because I guess for me, it was two things. One was that I had been following very closely everything that was happening to the Yazidis by the ISIS members for a long time. And I was like, I was really invested into what was happening.
Of course.
And I've always kind of felt really kind of helpless about it and hopeless about it. Like, you know, you just sit here on another part of the world, seeing it all kind of unfold and not really feeling like you could help.
Yes, yes.
So it was interesting that when she talked to me about it, I was like, oh, that would be amazing, you know, because I felt like this is, I know it's not much, but it felt like as an actor, this is something I can do. I can, like, you know, make their stories heard. But also at the same time, it was super important for me to make their stories heard without exploiting them. You know, there's like this fine line. And I think that was also important for the director. So hopefully I think that we managed to do that. But yeah, and then the other part of it was that, yeah, I've played like Kurdish, sometimes some Kurdish, half Kurdish parts, but it's never been like important for the character more yes, than okay. the fact that she just, they just mention it, you know? So for me, it was like, whoa, it just felt like a huge responsibility, but I was also really excited about it because I don't know, I just felt like it meant a lot to do it. It was definitely cool.
It does mean a lot to give a voice to these minorities, and I just want to explore that a bit more, because given Turkey's recent incursion into Rojava this year, what is the importance of Sisters in Arms given the timing of all this?
Yeah, it's so crazy. I actually think that they started their invasion like the same day as the premiere in France.
Incredible.
And it was just so incredible because we made this movie a year before, and even though, yes, it is still kind of happening, but at the same time, it felt like, you know, by the time the movie came out, ISIS was basically defeated. There was some relative stability, and it just felt like more of an homage to, like, these fighters.
I see,
and,
yeah.
And, you know, it was like, I don't know, it just felt like there was a different feeling around it. And then as soon as one enemy was gone, it felt like another came in, and it was just like, it felt like the movie was suddenly super current.
Of
like,
course.
It's right now, things are happening right now.
They are, yes.
But at the same time, almost outdated at the same time, because everything's happening so fast. It's not about, you know, when you make a movie about the Second World War, it's happened and that's it. You know, it's just confined to like this moment in time. You know, with something like this, stuff is always, you know, developing all the time.
Of course, you get the sense that it's like a documentary as opposed to a feature film, I bet.
Yeah, exactly. And at the same time, like I said, it was like we made a movie about ISIS and then, well, not about ISIS, but, you know, the enemy was ISIS. And then, I don't know, it was just like there was so much and so many thoughts about it. And we had a lot of discussions within, you know, with my colleagues that were in this film. A lot of them who weren't Kurdish really got, you know, invested into this whole issue.
Right.
So by the end of it, they knew a lot about it. And I kind of talked to them about it before we started shooting, about how important this film is, especially for someone like me, you know, and for the whole kind of community, because there's not a lot of stories being told about us. And I think by the end of it, we were all super invested. So when this whole thing started happening with Turkey, it was like, they had so many questions and they were like, what is happening right now? So I had to kind of talk to them about it. And I don't know, it was just, and I was shooting another film at the same time, like working a lot. And at the same, as soon as I got home, I was just went into the internet. I was like, okay, what's happening today?
Of course.
Okay, what is the new update? And like, ah, I know, it was really strange. And how it was at the exact same time. Like, how is that even possible? It was, I don't know. There are no words,
of course. Dilan, you're the daughter of Orhan Kortan, a notable writer, journalist, and chairman of the Revolutionary Cultural Center. As part of this group, your father famously organized Eastern rallies in Turkey in the 70s, fighting for the rights of Kurds as minorities under repressive rule. Now, fast forward 40 years, and your role as Zara fights for the rights of minorities in Rojava, northeast Syria. What did this mean for you?
It means everything. I don't know. It's strange because, like, yes, I have taken like more of an artistic route in life than my parents, but politics have always been super ingrained. You know, it's like it's in the blood.
Of course.
So for me, especially because my dad died when I was younger, I think without putting like too much drama into it, it did really feel like, I don't know, it made me happy to have the opportunity to do a role like this about this subject, because you really don't get to do that every day because you don't have that power as an actor, you know.
No.
It's like, okay, what kind of parts are offered to you? What kind of roles are written? What kind of stories are written? The simplest terms would be, it just made me happy and I felt really honored to be able to do something. It meant a lot to me.
I'm sure it had. Now, Dilan, amidst your roles on a TV series Beyond and your recent film, The Covent, Sisters in Arms must have been quite the launching platform for yourself and your career. Could you tell us a bit more about your upcoming projects and your plans for the future?
The Beyond TV show was definitely a very big part of my life for like 2 or 3 years. And that was really interesting because, you know, I got to be a part of like this, the huge machinery that is an American TV show.
Of course.
And that's very different from stuff that you do, that I've done in Europe, where it's kind of like you do a project and then it's kind of done. You might do like a press day and then, you know, that's it.
Yeah, right.
But, you know, that was interesting because it was like, when you weren't shooting, you were doing other stuff that were related to it, or, you know, advertising for promoting stuff. And, you know, it was really cool. But yeah, for the past, ever since Sisters in Arms, I've focused more on Sweden. And what's coming out is, well, right now there's a show that I was in that we shot like almost a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
That's called Älska mig, which is Love Me in English.
Uh-huh.
And it came out and it was really well received, both by like the public and by the critics. So that was really exciting. And we just shot like, we finished shooting the second season for it. So that's going to come out next year in Sweden. And I think it's been picked up to be made into a pilot in the States.
Oh, fantastic.
So that's exciting too. Yeah. So that's cool. And then I also shot this horror film in October, which is really rare because we just don't really make horror films in Sweden. It's not very common, even though we should be making more because Scandinavia is just made for it. Like, it's so dark and cold and gloomy and melancholic. And so it's just, I don't know why we're not making more of them. But yeah, so that's going to come out in like Halloween next year. So hopefully people will find it scary and get very scared when they watch it.
Excellent. No. We look forward to it. Thank you so much for your time today, Dylan.
Thank
we wish you all the best.
دەتەوێت بابەتی دیکەی وەک ئەمە ببیستی؟ گوێڕایرە لەسەر ئەپڵ پۆدکاست، گوگڵ پۆدکاست، سپۆتیفای یان لە هەر کوێیەک پۆدکاستەکانت بەدەست دەهێنیت.